Last couple of Sundays, been kind of interrupted a little bit because of weather and holidays, and I feel led to maybe impose on you on a Wednesday night to bring a little bit of the word. Appreciate everyone that is here. The desire that you had to be here. Desire your prayers. The Lord will bless this little thought that we have on our hearts tonight. I'd like for you to think about a little phrase that you probably heard or you probably said many times in your life. I want you to think about just a moment. Just a moment. There's times I was thinking that wife and I get ready to go somewhere and get out in the car. The next thing you know, one of us are getting back out and going back in the house. So just a minute, I forgot something. Just a moment. Maybe if we look at it this way, some of us probably don't remember being a little child, being a toddler. But if you think about it, little children don't really know a beginning or an end. When they go out frolicking in the summer months, and they don't think about summer being over and winter coming on like you and I might do. When they go and play in the snow, they don't think about, well, yesterday the snow wasn't here, but today we get to play in the snow. Time doesn't mean anything to a small child. His time is spent in the present tense, and the future and the past is not in their minds. It's not in their thoughts. Basically, if you think about it, it probably is a lot like what it was in the days of Adam and Eve when God put them in the garden. They were in time's world, but time meant really nothing to them. They didn't have any place they needed to go or anything that they had to do at a particular time. They didn't probably have any need for calendars or watches. Or even cemeteries back in their time. But you and I see life a little bit more different than that today, don't we? They were in a time-free world when God put them in the Garden of Eden. And if you think about that little thought, think about this. What a difference sin made in this world. What a difference sin made. It changed all of that. It made time important to mortal man. Life as we know it today is a catch of moments, like maybe change in a pocket. Your pocket may be full of decades, and my pocket may be down to just a few years, moments of time. But everyone has a certain number of moments. I want us to think about that a little bit this evening. We all have a certain number of moments. Important things happen in a moment. In a moment is when the angel presented himself to Mary and told her she was going to have a child. In a moment is when Christ was born into the world. And it changed everything for mankind, didn't it? But it all happened in a moment. The plan was in place for a long time and the prophecy was given for many years. But it happened in a moment. Everything that happens in your life, it happens in a moment. And a moment can change your life. There are things that can happen in just a moment that can turn your life upside down. Put everything in disarray in just a moment. In just a moment of time. But in relation to that, I'd like for us to think about God. Remember when Jesus told the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am? God has never been bound by moments. The Bible says that the high and the lofty one in Isaiah 57 and 15, the high and lofty one, he inhabits eternity. That's where God lives. There's no time in eternity. And you and I are headed to eternity, aren't we? But we have our moments of time right now. We have opportunity in our moments of time to be prepared for that eternal existence, wherever it might be. But I think about our God tonight in 1 Timothy 6, and I want to mention a few scriptures and maybe read a couple. 1 Timothy 6 and 15 says, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto. God only, folks, has immortality. He isn't capable of dying. He has an eternal existence. And you and I are going to have that someday. But right now we have moments of time that we deal with. Isaiah 93 and 2 says that God is from everlasting. God always was, always is, and always will be. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, isn't he? Romans 1 and 23 says he is the uncorruptible God. He is always pure. He's always holy. He's always righteous. He can't be corrupted because he's God. That's quite a comparison between him and you and I, the mortal man. Where he lives and where we live. Let's look at a scripture in Psalms. The 102nd chapter of Psalms. Bear with us here while we get a little foundation. Psalms 102 and 24. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. Folks, that's what moments do to every one of us. Minutes go by. Days, hours go by. Days go by. Weeks go by. Months go by. Years go by. Here we are, right down to the end of another year. And about to start into a new one, if the Lord permits time to go on. And you and I have had a lot of moments this year. Meaning we have had a lot of time to do what we need to do in order to prepare for the eternal existence. Because we're all headed that way. But he said here, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Brother Rick quotes the scripture a lot that says a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Peter said that. 1,000 years is one day. Time doesn't mean anything. God's not bound by time. He has an eternal existence. While you and I, as we go about our day, sometimes we might say, just a moment. I want to do something, or I forgot something. Just hold on just a minute. Give me an opportunity to do this. That's where we are today. And it all has been brought about because of sin. Adam and Eve didn't have to worry about that. They didn't have to deal with those kind of things. But it says here that his years, they have no end. God has an eternal existence. Job 36 and 26, he said the number of his years are unsearchable. Folks, there's no finding the beginning of God. We could say, You know, he is the creator. But who created God? No one created God. God is God. He was there. He's the beginning. There's things that we might not be able to wrap our minds around. Things that we might understand, not be able to understand, but his word opens up some revelations of him to us. In Isaiah 43 and 13, it says, from eternity, I am he. I am all powerful. From eternity, I am he. He's eternal. He doesn't live in sequential moments. He doesn't live in moments of time. Yet he knows all about you and I. He knows our beginnings. He knows our ends. He's got it all in his mind tonight. He knows our thoughts. He knows, the Bible says, our uprisings, our downsets. God knows all about you and I. There's quite a difference between God and his creation. And yet you and I tonight are his crowning glory. His crowning creation. That he would give you and I the opportunity or the ability to speak, the ability to reason, the ability to make choice, the ability to understand the things that God has created for you and I. Just a moment, he said. You know, it might be hard for us to understand. Maybe. The existence of God. But you know, if I wrote a paragraph or a sentence up here on this board and I wrote it in Japanese, none of you would be able to read it. Me included. We don't understand those foreign things, do we? And this is one of the things that may be a little foreign to us. But that's what God and his love and his mercy and his goodness to you and I tonight. He gave us his word to reveal himself to us, to help us to understand who he is, what our place is, what we're doing here, and to realize, folks, we got some moments. We got some moments of time that we have to deal with in life. You know, well, let's look at another scripture. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse, I believe it's 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart. Now, the Greek says that the world here is eternity. So let's read it that way. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set eternity in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Tucked away in our minds and in our thoughts. And you have to admit tonight that it is, and this is true. In our hearts and our minds is a hunch. We have an idea that we were made for forever, and we have a hope that it is true, don't we? We have a hope that it is true. We have a good hunch, and it's more than a hunch, because the Bible tells us that we are made eternal souls. We have a body here, a natural body, and we have a soul that's going to dwell in eternity someday. But folks, we have a hope that it is all true. Yet our life here, and I don't want us to overlook this little thought tonight, yet our life here on earth is summarized by just a moment of time. When the new year rings in, can every one of us honestly summarize 2016? Can we honestly say that we've made improvements? and made advancements in our relationship with God? Can we honestly say that in the moments that we've had that and the opportunities that we've had that we are closer to the Lord than we've ever been before? Can we honestly say that our prayer life is better than it ever has been? Can we honestly say that we are reading and praying and dwelling upon the spiritual side of our eternal existence while we're still here on earth? We have the moments to do that. Those moments are precious, folks, and sometimes we throw them away. Sometimes we don't deal with them the way that we ought to deal with them. But the time will come where there'll be many, many souls wish they would have took advantage of the moment. Wish they would have took advantage of the opportunity. I've seen him since when I was a boy. I saw a man trembling, shaking after the word of God went forth and the song was being sung, trembling at his seat. And yet he didn't take advantage of the moment. He had a moment. 2 weeks later, he went out into eternity to meet God. He had a moment. What are we doing with our moments? How precious is time to us, really? Now, I realize that we can't concentrate on the same thing and all these things all the time. We got life to live. We got things to do. But in a moment of time, and I reiterate this tonight, things can change for each and every one of us. People go out to go to the grocery or the store somewhere, and they get in an accident, and the next thing they know, they end up in a hospital, and some of them end up in the morgue. Didn't intend for it to be that way. Had no idea that it would happen. Understand that this so-called movie star that flew from London to LAX just 3 or 4 days ago had a heart attack on the plane. She's in eternity now. Just a moment. Moments are fleeting, folks. They go by pretty fast sometimes. When you get my age, you wonder how you got here so quick. I remember when I was in my 20s and I thought I had a long time to go, and I guess for time, for the moments, it was long, but they've flown by. And here I am with maybe just a few years of moments in my pocket. Maybe just a few months, maybe just, we don't know those things, do we? Moments are important to us. When God speaks to our heart and when he deals with our souls, folks, that's a very important moment in your life. It's a very important time for you and I to humble our hearts and to do business with him. When he puts his hand on things that he wants you and I to make amends or correct or change in our life, folks, that's a very important moment in our time. And in our life, when God speaks to our heart, when God deals with us, our life here on earth is really summed up in just a moment. Just a moment. And when we get into eternity, folks, time. If we live here 100 years, time would be just a moment. It wouldn't even be a moment compared to eternity, would it? But we have our moments now. We have our opportunities and we have our times. Folks, if people really cared, if they really knew, if they really understood, if they really understood what hell was all about and what eternity was all about, this place here would be full tonight. But people are carelessly going on for the moment. For the moment. To enjoy their moments of life, to enjoy their time. Lord, help me. And I ask God to help me tonight, folks, that these moments that I have to draw closer to the Lord, these moments I have to serve him, to please him, to walk with him, this time and opportunity that he gives me, that I will take advantage of every moment that I can. And that I will cherish them and make them precious. When you have a loved one that you've had for many, many years, and all of a sudden they're gone, you look back on the moments, don't you? You look back upon those times. See, we have memories. I've mentioned in some funerals that they may take our loved ones, death may take our loved ones, but it can't take our memories. As long as we're here, we have memories, the moments, the things.